I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Soldiers in northwest Myanmar captured several civilians before shooting 11 and burning them to death. One of the men killed was part of an AMG International Church plant. Brian Dennett says,
I received word from one of our leaders there that a member of one of our church's sons, he and his son had gone into the village to try to do some banking. They were rounded up the next day, put on kind of a so-called trial, and the father was let go, but the son was killed and then burned to death alive.
AMG continues shipping food and supplies into Myanmar as military violence escalates. Join this work at missionnews.org and ask God to comfort the Christians who are grieving this loss. The Sammy Tippett Discipleship app has now been released in multiple languages spoken all around the world. Sammy Tippett is already hearing amazing stories about how Christians are using the app. For instance, one group of Brazilian Christians uses the app as they fellowship with Afghan refugees.
The Afghan refugees have been sent all over the world, and they're receiving in Brazil a number of thousands of refugees. And the group that we're working with have taken in a number of those refugees, and they want to use the Portuguese app and the Farsi app because the materials are exactly the same. And so they can disciple people, some of the Afghans, using both apps.
Tippett says that's the ultimate vision for this app, discipleship across languages. Join this same work by downloading the app for free. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media and find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR 360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.